ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां भगवदी उत्तम श्लोकी भक्तिं भवदी नैष्ठिहि। श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 9 चैप्टर 9 द डायनेस्टी ऑफ हंसमान टेक्स्ट 9 9, 10, 11 doesn't have purport. Therefore, I read the sloka on the purport, on the translation. Then 12th, they'll read it. 9, 10, 11, I'll go through that. Or I need to skip it. Okay, 9, 10, 11, I'll read the translation. 12, we can repeat the sloka. Text 9. When King Bhagiratha approached Lord Shiva and requested him to sustain the forceful waves of the Ganges, Lord Shiva accepted the proposal by saying, "Let it be so." Then with great attention, he sustained the Ganges on his head. For the water of the Ganges he is purifying, having emanated from the toes of Lord Vishnu. Text 10. The great and saintly king Bhagiratha brought the Ganges, which can deliver all the fallen souls, to that place on earth where the bodies of his forefathers lay burnt to ashes. Text 11. Bhagiratha mounted a swift chariot and drove before Mother Ganges, who followed him, purifying many countries until they reached the ashes of Bhagiratha's forefathers, the son of Sahara, who are thus sprinkled with the water from the Ganges. Text 12. Now I will read the sloka. Yajjala sparsha matrena, yajjala sparsha matrena, brahmadanda kadavapi, brahmadanda kadapi, sakaratmaja divam jagno, sakaratmaja divam jagno, kevalam dega basmabi. Yet translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because the sons of Sagara Maharaja had offended a great personality, the heat of their bodies had increased and they were burnt to ashes. But simply by being sprinkled with water from the Ganges, all of them became eligible to go to the heavenly planets. What then is to be said of those who use the water of Mother Ganges to worship her? Purport. Mother Ganges is worshipped by the water of the Ganges. A devotee takes a little water from the Ganges and offers it back to the Ganges. When the devotee takes the water, Mother Ganges does not lose anything. And when the water is offered back, Mother Ganges does not increase. But in this way, the worshipper of the Ganges is benefited. Similarly, a devotee of the Lord offers the Lord patram buspam palam doyam, a leaf, flower, fruit or water in great devotion. But everything, including the leaf, flower, fruit, and water, belongs to the Lord. And therefore, there is nothing to renounce or to accept. One must simply take advantage of the bhakti process, because by following the process, one does not lose anything, but one gains the favor of the Supreme Person. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sahibale Samadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatta Deshadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I take kind permission of all senior devotees and Vaishnavas before starting this topic to bless me to properly guide and tell. This is a continuation of the Bharata, how he took a struggle to bring Ganges to this earth. Actually, several generations they were trying after Sahara. The son of Sahara, they offended Kapila Muni. Because of that offenses, their body heat increased. That's what the sloka tells. And because of that body heat increasement, they burnt the asses themselves by their own heat, body heat. After that, several generations from those, they tried to liberate those souls who unfortunately passed away. Because it is not normal death. It is abnormal. Normally, the death, if it is happening according to the normal way, then the birth will be continuing successful next birth and goes. Maybe it may be better birth or lower birth, but they get a body. Body will be available for continuing their progress in the journey of the soul. But the persons who dies due to some unfortunate reasons like accidents or this type of incidents like burnt by the curse of the Rishi, they are all have to wait a long time to get a body to continue the journey of their soul. Individual Atma. That is one of the duty of this parambara or heredity, that people who comes in their parambara, they are supposed to help these souls to get their proper bodies. And this is called Pitra Karma in Karma Kanda. Pitra means all forefathers. And because we are in debt to the forefathers, because they gave this body, because of them we got this body. And if they are suffering, we cannot be happy. That is one of the... Even Agastya, he has to marry Lobamutra to give progeny to his forefathers, Karmakanda. Because they are all hanging in the pits, head down. When Agastya saw, what is that? We are our forefathers. Who is going to give us Pinda and Bhavan? And this had been a very big process in Karmakanda process to get these for make these forefathers to get the proper body. And as a sequence, Bharata Maharaj also wanted to liberate his forefathers, the sons of Sahara, King Sahara Maharaj. But for that process, he has to bring the Ganges. And in the process, he brings the Ganges. And once the Ganges, water is sprinkled on the asses, immediately they are all eligible to go to heavenly planets. Not to, they went to only heavenly planets. Because Karmaganda leads to heavenly planets. And that means at least the idea behind is they get a body. Because without body, the soul, with its subtle body, like mind, intelligence, ego, it suffers like anything, the material world. Because they have a lot of desires. Subtle body has mind, intelligence, ego. And the soul is accompanied by soul. And when they don't have the body, proper body to enjoy their desires, they suffer like anything. At least by the process, the Pitrus or heredity, that they, by the process, they get this body. Then they go by the sequence, like a sequential progress in their spiritual life by enjoying the material life systematically. That is Karmakanda. Now, this Sahara's son, all they were sprinkled the Ganges water. The moment they were sprinkled of the Ganges water, they all got proper liberation to heavenly planets. Now this sloga, it continues, what there needs to be said of those who use the water of Mother Ganges to worship her. Because Mother Ganges is so pure, why? Mother Ganges is considered to be so pure, why? Because he is emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. The all glories of Ganges goes because the water is touched by the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. That also, Bhagavatam talks about two, three things. One is, when Lord was in Vamanavadar, he groped that time, he said, tick, nail tip touched the things from that Ganges emanator, that water from the spiritual world. Another place also mentioned, but they are, Acharyas tells, they are in different avatar, different yugas. Anyway, the idea is Ganges is so pure, considered so purified because it touches the nails of the Lord's lotus feet. Because of their touch, Ganges is considered to be very glorious. This is a speciality of the Ganges because Lord's lotus feet, nails of the lotus feet were touched by the Ganges water. When Shiva was requested, he also agreed to hold Ganges in his head because the water is coming from touching the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a gloriness all are related to Lord. If nothing is connected to Lord, these glories are nothing there. There are so many rivers, so many are flowing all over the world. Not all the rivers are so glorious. But the Ganges is specially considered very glorious because of this. And Prabhupada in the purport is very clearly telling, Ganges, you need not to, when you go to Ganges, you want to worship, you don't need big paraphernalia. Take the Ganges water, there is a mantra, offer three times to Ganges back. That is sufficient. Why? The water itself is purified one, and it has touched the Lord's lotus feet. And when you offer the same thing, Ganges is happy. Ganges doesn't need separate paraphernalia, that's what. And the idea behind is, Ganges doesn't need, by adding water it's not going to be added, by removing it's not going to lose, it's going to manage, maintain the balance. But the advantage is, the worshipper is benefited because he is offering the Ganges. Prabhupada tells similarly, a devotee of the Lord also offers patram puspam palam dhoyam, leaf, flower, fruit or water. Everything belongs to Lord. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. But still, out of love and affection, a devotee takes from Lord and offer him back. Lord accepts this. What is the additional ingredient in that? We are offering the flower, we are offering tulsi water, tulsi leaves, fruits. What is the additional ingredient we are adding to that as a devotee? Love and devotion. Therefore, when your offering contains the additional ingredient of love and devotion, then only it is worth of it. Somebody cannot simply offer it without basic love and affection for devotee. If you are offering with that love and devotion, I take it happily. That's what Bhagavad Gita tells. Bhaktyamad, with bhakti. If bhakti is missing, these offerings will be of not use. Like sattva guna, tama guna, raja guna, three types you can do. But the guna, if you are worshipping the full respect, full devotion, full love and affection, that it gives perfect result. Similarly, Lord's, even though everything belongs to Lord, a devotee out of love and affection, adding additional ingredient of that love and affection, devotion to the Lord and his offering. Because of that, Lord accepts. The whole process, neither that whole, like law of conservation of energy, the whole world of energy is conserved, this is science. Neither the energy can be increased, nor the energy can be decreased. This net energy is same. Like one energy may be converted into another energy, like electrical energy can be converted into light energy. And similarly, the electrical energy may be converted into sound energy. But in net, conservation of energy is same. Similarly, Lord's whole energy, even in the spiritual world also, it is net, it is not changing. Only thing is, we people add our subtle ingredient of love and devotion to the objects by offering to the Lord, and he accepts it with love and affection. Because of the process, one does not lose anything, but one gains the favor of the Supreme Lord. That's our purpose. How nicely Krishna has arranged such a thing, even though it is his own thing, by arranging, he is very happy. Like a son, every day father may give little money, pocket money or something, and the boy can spend it on his own and punish the money, but at the same time the boy saves the money, and the father's birthday or something comes, he purchases something with the same money which father gave, which belongs to father, which is father's money. He purchased something, maybe a little postcard or little greeting card, and with love and affection he hands over to father. Father is very happy, not because of the cost of that material, because of the additional ingredient of love the son has put on that. Two things. One is, first, he should have spent on his own sense gratification. He didn't do it. Second thing is, he should have, even though it is a little thing, he saved it, and with the love and affection he hand us over. Similar mode only Lord also accepts from us when we devotees offers. But the main problem, the Prabhupada tells, the process is very simple, but it has become very complicated, because in this process also we have added that our contamination, material contamination of ego and our own sense gratification. When we are offering something, it should be 100% free from our sense gratification. Like when you are going to offer something prasadam, nobody should ask what is the prasadam going to be offered, bhoga. Nobody should know it, what is going to be offered. Nobody should know what is going to come to you until you take the prasadam. That means whatever Lord accepts, I will take it. And pujari or cooks or anybody who is doing, they should be completely free from the mood of this, what is this, our personal taste or anybody else's personal taste is going to be involved in these things, already it is contaminated. It's a very subtle thing. And nobody should know what is going to be offered, including one who is cooking. That's why you close it and take it, not immediately off. Only Lord should first see and enjoy. In a simple offering of prasadam, there should be no question of our own enjoyment should be added, or somebody else's enjoyment. Because of this contamination, prasadam, we are unable to get it properly. And similarly, prasadam, or cooks also, their mood should be completely for Lord, not for anything else. This simple offering, it should be for Lord. It should be, thought should be on our Lord. And deed should be for Lord. And then the prasadam will be very powerful. And no thoughts will be there. Yes, prasadam is very powerful the moment the person who cooks is a pure mood and a devotee, and cooks in a devotional mood. He may be devotee, but cooking in a devotional mood, that is the important. And offer in a devotional mood, and honor in a devotional mood, then prasadam does magic. Maybe little prasadam, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sends always one of his disciples with Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. And Maharaj doesn't cook regularly, doesn't offer regularly. Once in a while he cooks and offers. And this brahmachari's work is, only work is, he has to follow Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj. And any, maybe once in a month or something, he may cook something and offer to Lord. Remaining that whatever leftover Mahaprasadam, he has to take and run back to Gaudiya Mathi, maybe 100 miles, 200 miles. His only job is, that is the job. Because his offering was such a powerful offering. There is no, absolutely no contamination in their offering. And in such a way, if you don't attach, then even though the process is simple, now we made it complicated because our personal attachments are added. Another is ego. For example, making a garland to this, everything, making a dress to everything, nobody should know who made it. Only Lord should know who made it. The idea behind is, only Lord knows, you get more benefit. Others knows, you get ego. The dress is wonderful, garland is wonderful, somebody glorifies, your ego goes up. Prasadam is wonderful, even nobody should know who cooks. Nobody should know who made garlands. Nobody should know who made the dress. And only Lord should know. Then it will be very powerful. This is the mood of offering. Ganges water, even though it belongs to Ganges, we offer with the mood of Lord's prasadam, lotus feet touched, and we offer back to Ganges. Similarly, Patrambhusma Palandoyam also, we need to offer in that mood. This way, we gain the favor of the Supreme Lord very easily. Same thing, and Bhagavatam talks about, when we are chanting, the chanting power we are offering. When we are chanting, all these mantras should be offered for the Lord. No other thoughts, no other contamination without that. And hearing process, we have to offer it. Stotra Adriyani. Hearing and everything. This is a great process we have to improve by devotional activities. Not simply we have to, like a neophyte or something, we can do all this start with the, but when you are trying to do, make it more purified of our personal interest, personal taste, personal ego, these are all should be eliminated. In other way, only Lord interest should be there. Even the service we are offering, all of us are doing some service to Lord, but the service what we are offering to the Lord should be free from all these contaminations. Then it works wonderfully. We learn to offer everything to Lord, whatever service, whatever boga, whatever flowers, whatever address, whatever, everything without any contamination we have to learn to offer. Then the job will be, that offering will be perfectly accepted, and that way the offering will have more benefit for the person who offered, person who honored, and everybody will be benefited. In short, only Lord should know what is the service done. Only Lord should know who did this. There is a nice story. Lord is so happy when some devotee is doing wonderful service for him. He can liberate with a pure heart. If he offers the whole parambara, he liberates. You need not to worry about like a Sahara Maharaja or Bada Maharaja. He liberates. There is a nice two pranas, I don't remember, suddenly I got the memory. In Srirangam, there is a particular class of dobis. They are allocated for washing the Lord's cloth. And they are such a powerful, they can understand by smelling which is Lord's cloth. And because they are so used to that, so pure. And even once that invasion time, Muslim invasion time, the Lord was hidden. Again when he was taken, they wanted to understand which is the original Lord. Then this dobi only went and checked it, this is the original. They are such a powerful. One day, it's a Ramanujacharya time, he is walking the deities, Utsavamurtis. They are going around the temple. That particular moment, he is able to hear the conversation between mother and Lord. The Lord is telling to mother, the dobi has washed the clothes very nicely. And he has ironed very neatly and he has washed the clothes very nicely. Lord is telling mother. Ramanujacharya going nearby, he is hearing. Then Ramanujacharya request, Lord won't request. What is the request? Since you are happy with the dobi who washed the clothes and you are happy with this washing, please kindly forgive his parambara who offended you in Krishna Vadar. Who offended in Krishna Vadar? The dobi didn't give the clothes. Comes as close to Lord. When Madhura, Lord Krishna was entering Madhura, these dobis coming, lot of beautiful clothes with Kamsa's clothes. Krishna and Balarama, they are asking, please give the clothes to us. They didn't give. They told you are foolish boys. It is meant for king. How come you are asking this? Lord punished them. Therefore, they did this punishment. The punishment, because they didn't obey you, they didn't give the clothes. Now in the parambara, somebody else has done for you good service. Please kindly liberate the whole parambara. This is Acharya is requesting the Lord. Imagine, even if you are washing a cloth for Lord with perfection and without contamination, with love and affection, how much it has an impact on the whole parambara. Therefore, the type of service what you are doing is not important. The mood and the level of your contribution and dedication and the love and devotion matters. Even if it is a dobi, he was able to wash properly and satisfy the Lord. He is able to liberate all parambara Krishna's after that. And Lord, because Acharyas are requesting, this man is doing proper service, please kindly forgive him. His whole parambara liberate. Deva Rishi, Bodhapta, Nirna, Pitruvu. Everybody will be Kadavamugundam Parigritya Kartam. One who surrenders the Lord's service, all the duty for him is no more. Deva, Rishi, Buddha, Pitru, Nirunam, Apta. Because Prabhupada tells in the continuation, everything is fulfilled by the Lord. A devotee need not to individually worry about what is my duty to Devas, what is my duty to Rishis, what is my duty to Buddha, all Jivas, Apta, my relations, friends, Nirunam, all human beings, Pitru, forefathers, don't worry. Everything will be fulfilled by the Lord. This is a very advantage of our devotional service. Like Sahara, sons, they got burnt, and of so many generations they took pain to liberate them, get out of this curse. Burnt some, but we devotees need not go through all this difficult process. A simple devotional service, but with dedication, without contamination, with love and affection, without adding any of our personal interest, without adding any of our personal ego. Another problem is ego. In our service, we have a lot of egos. Who does better? I remember some of the devotees in the initial days, they asked, Prabhu, you never glorified us for our service. You always criticized us for our service. Which is better, criticizing or glorifying? When you are criticized, you will be become improving better. When you are glorified, you will fall down because deeper. Because we are in the contaminated state, not pure state. Pure state glorification is different. Contaminated state glorification is different. Because when you are glorified more, you will fall in deeper bit. When you are criticized, you will be improving further. Like a child who got 50% mark, if you are glorifying, it will get next time 40% or 30%. If you criticize, why you are so less, it may take 70%, 80%. And this is the whole process. We don't add our ego. I need to be glorified. I need to be recognized. I need to be considered. I have to be taken care. All these things, if you take, everything is cut off. The percentage is cut off from your devotional service. Your devotional service, 100% benefit, you don't get it. Depends on your all what you are taking out. All will be cut off. And this is a very subtle process. Like Kanjipurna, he used to talk to Lord Kanji Vardaraja Paraman. But once somebody asked, when will my, how many births should I take? Please ask Lord and tell me. He goes and asks the Lord how many births he will take. He take maybe 2-3 births. Then next Purna Kanjipurna, he had a desire to know how many births he has to take. He asked, how many births will I take? Then Lord told, I don't know how many births you will take, I don't know. He told, then Kanjipurna telling, I am finding you, I am talking with you, but still I cannot, you cannot tell me how many births I will take it. He tells, you had found me and I talked to you, it got balanced. If you really want to get your birth to be quicker, liberation should be quicker, go and serve a Vaishnava without even his knowledge and get his approval. Then you will be getting this. My approval is not an entry for you to liberate. Only a Vaishnava approval is entry for you to liberate. Then he goes to Kostipurna. And he served him as a cowherd man in a hiding. 6 months he served, one day in heavy rain, everything. After that, when he was coming back in the rain and other things, Kostipurna called his wife, oh, our man has come, please give him nice food and all that. The moment he heard our man, a Vaishnava called him as our man, he is liberated. Then he went again Kanjipura. That means, one's service to Lord should not have any attachment. He told, I am talking with the Lord, I am a great man. No, you are talking, but it is got balanced. All your devotional service. And you go and get the approval of and the blessings of some Vaishnava. A Vaishnava should call you like our man. Then you will be liberated. Then he went to Gostipurna. These are all we learn from different ways of Vaishnava's life and other things. How we should learn to attach our offering to service also without attachment, without false ego, without our own interest. These are all contaminating. Therefore, this contamination comes out in a different way as a fight, quarrel, misunderstanding, disturbance. Otherwise, the devotion says, susugam sukardum abhyayam. Not even suga, it is susugam. It should be done in a very happy way. Why? Where is the trouble? Why we are all having so much worries? Devotion is susugam, kardam abhyayam. Because this contamination. And we have to be very conscious about to remove this all this contamination. Then it will be a very nice life. Nice thing. Prabhupada gave us such a wonderful things. And some or other way, our contamination is a lot. We are taking time. But still don't leave the process. Don't give up this process. Eternally follow. We can see the progress. And we can learn. And we can turn, like Prabhupada tells, like that everything we gets one day, that right knowledge, right thoughts. Even you, if you don't like it, go on reading, go on hearing Prabhupada. One day you get the right mood. And it is the way. Devotion service, very simple. I am enjoying. Let us all enjoy. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
You mentioned that no one should know who cooked or who made the garland. But sometimes we recognize somebody gives a donation to the Lord, we recognize it. So sometimes people are a little bit attached to giving that. You know, I sacrifice my energy, my time, I've given some nice donation. People like to be recognized, and good time you want to be recognized for just the holy name, and you want people to appreciate him. So how do we see
balance it?
Appreciation of a person's rendering of service, or maybe is it losing potency to recognize who is this person who made beautiful garlands, or who is the person who dressed the deity so beautifully? Sometimes they can announce those kind of things in recognition of people's excellent service. Not to necessarily glorify, but just a more of a community type of inspirational message.
There are two types of things. One is donation level, another is actual making level. The donors, if they are devotees, better to get the full benefit, let it be. Keep us an unknown thing. If they are devotee, they can be rightly inspired. The moment they get the name and the claps and the garlands and everything, it's gone. So you got the benefit already from the Lord. And if the devotees, let the Lord alone knows it. That is one level, donor level. Next level is who makes it. Donor is, he gives donation, but others makes it. They are also subject to this, all these difficulties. And therefore, when they want their full benefit, it should be done in a very sober and secluded way. Nobody should know who did. Even a temple is constructed, nobody should know who constructed the temple. Our Sanatana Goswami, he never bothered about constructing temple. Somebody else gave the donation, construct the temple. He never bothered. He was sitting and chanting in the same place. They say he is Goswami. All Goswamis. When you try to attach, it is my temple, I constructed it. All these attachments makes our contribution to devotion zero, all reducing our contribution to zero. Therefore, in the beginning level, some or other way, we temple in charge, president or something, we need to encourage them. But you should not go beyond certain level to increase their ego and spoil their devotion to zero. I have found many
times. No more spoiling devotees.
Many times I found major temples, devotees comes and demands garland, give me garland, I am the donor. He will be first in the person, the garland should be first to him, and if it is missing that day, it will be a big chaos. Temple person has to face a big headache. And we need not to, it's not that we don't do it, but it spoils his devotion and doesn't help him for that. Because Prabhupada repeatedly tells, Radharani is the owner of the temple. She can bring anything. Not the particular person is giving, the temple is running like that, it's not that. And the benefit is, we are trying to engage the donor to get us Lord's mercy. But in this process, he start offending and they could not get the real benefit of the mercy. Yes, Paul.
Hare Krishna. My question is that you just focused on contamination and purity, the crux of the session. Just like in the newspaper, the most contaminated air, water and soil is Madhva district.
Top more contamination?
Air.
Air.
And mostly people are coming here for devotional activity. If we go to the church, Father Abhayan, where are the Krishna devotees? Maximum influence of the trans descendants, please focus on it.
Can you tell what is the question, exact question?
My question is, we come in Vrindavan Mantra for the spiritual advantage. And for the spiritual advantage, there should be pure water, fresh air, and
yes, actually it's a nice question. He is telling in Vrindavan, he come for pure air, but air, water and all these things are contaminated. Prabhupada answers nicely to one of the things I forgot really, but somebody asked Prabhupada, Vrindavan is such a wonderful place, but why so much dirty pigs and other things, all these things, and it doesn't look like this thing, people are starving and all those things. First of all, Prabhupada tells, who is starving, tell me. Any temple you go, little kichadi or something, you get it. Second thing is, they are continuing with that argument that foreign devotees beginning. So much contamination is there, so much dirt is there, water is not good, drainage is running, all of the things, and now better, I think. Previously it was 30 years, 40 years, and so too heavy. Then Prabhupada tells, a chaste lady covers from the rocks her beauty. Vrindavan also covers her beauty from all the rogues by this process. By keeping herself dirty, keeping water dirty, everything, but keep all these people away from this Vrindavan. And they will be attracted to New York or Delhi, not to Vrindavan. Prabhupada telling. Therefore, the whole process is, Yogamaya has made this process to keep unwanted people to be attached or attracted to this holy dham. Only with some little austerity and faith and love and devotion can continue. Imagine if it is like a Delhi city or New York city, this Vrindavan is developed, can you do any little bit of devotion here? This is spoiled. This is the whole purpose of Yogamaya. And therefore, please don't think other way. Prabhupada has very clearly told us Yogamaya's own work to keep the people out. And he is telling they will be attracted to New York and Delhi. They won't come here. They will hear only who was really interested in Krishna. So that this place is made so much. Like a school, very tight school with a lot of rules and regulations, very tough, very limited children comes. And similarly, this is a place Yogamaya has paid to filter out the real devotees. It has made such a way. And therefore, we are getting the benefit. If it is becoming wonderful, you will become No more you can do devotion here. Now itself we are out to make our mind very strong to be in evening session and all those things to come and take darshan. So much our, we are weak. We are weak. We don't blame others. We are weak. Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Just today, this Sankranti, Sun enters.
Yes.
What is this importance of Sankranti? Please focus on it. Thank
you. Hare Krishna.
This section of the Bhagavatam is about the descent of the Ganga. So when we fly an aeroplane above the Himalayas, or we go trekking in the Himalayas, walking in the Himalayas, we don't see a huge cascade of water coming from Brahmaloka.
We don't see huge?
We don't see a huge cascade of water. Furthermore, it says in the Shastra that the Ganga lands upon Mount Meru and it splits in four. And the one that comes down to earth is the Alakananda.
Alakananda.
So we know there's the Alakananda River, but we don't see Lord Shiva receiving the Ganga. We don't see the Ganga in the sky.
I am not very sure, but Shiva is not holding the Ganga in the ground, in the planet Earth. He is doing before reaching. He is, because it's... No, once Ganga has come down, maybe, like if we don't know which is the real origin of Ganga. With our material eyes, we saw Gangotri is the place where Ganga starts. But where is the real origin, we cannot able to tell which is good. And Shiva need not to hold it in the Himalaya or somewhere he was holding. But it is not necessary to be seen by our eyes. Divya Sakshusho, we need a Divya Sakshusho. We need a very divine vision to see all these things. Even the material world, to see a bacteria, we need a microscope. And similarly, in a spiritual world, to see the things as it is, we need a Divya Chakshusho. That's what my answer I can tell. But still, it's true that Lord Shiva hold the Ganges and it came down. And another thing is, it's not the continuous Ganges is flowing through that. And once it is received and reduced the control of the speed, otherwise Ganges tells, if it's somebody doesn't hold me, I'll go through this earth and go to Badala Loga and everywhere. I will not be available to you. Then only you praised Shiva and Shiva agreed, okay, I'll hold it and send it properly. Therefore, in the beginning he did, is it continuing now also? Or once he did and after that continues, I am not very sure, I am not so knowledgeable. Thank you. I didn't tell we cannot see the Ganga. We told the Ganga comes from the spiritual world, we cannot see. Because Ganga is emanating from... Ganga is emanating from spiritual world. Spiritual world. It may not be a sky. It's a spiritual world. How it enters, we don't know. I am not having such a Divya Chakshusho to know it. Maybe if you can answer something, you can tell it, if you have some better answer.
Well, I would suggest,
yes.
Because I don't have divine vision, that just like we can see the material body of people, but we don't see the subtle aspect, we don't see the soul of people. So when we look upon the Ganga, it's flowing upon this section of Bhumandala, we're looking at the gross aspect. Through the words of the Acharya, that there is a subtle and spiritual aspect to the Ganga. And it is particularly the meditation of those in knowledge. spiritual aspect or the subtle aspect of the Kanga, the Kanga himself. And we can't see Lord Shiva because we are conditioned on the gross plane. Would that satisfy you?
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
My question is that
when we come to ISKCON,
we have to take the association of devotees.
Yes.
But when we come to ISKCON, there are so many people who find it false in this mind.
The question is, when we come to ISKCON, we have to take the devotees association, but later we start offending and a lot of trouble comes. Prabhupada answers very nicely. When devotees, Prabhupada asked in years, there were no Vaishnava, and how come we got the devotion so easily, but in India, people are not taking devotion so seriously. Prabhupada tells, when I came here, there were no Vaishnavas in years, therefore nobody has done aparadha. And therefore they are free from aparadha. They might have been sinful, but they were not doing aparadha. Because there were no Vaishnavas, therefore you could take it easily. But in India there are already a lot of Vaishnavas, and people are doing aparadha, and because of that they are unable to take it. This is one decision Prabhupada tells, and therefore when you are among Vaishnavas, we should be very careful. With Vaishnavas, we should learn to be apply our formula of Trinata Bishunichena Tarora Sahisona. Otherwise, this all will happen. Initially, when we came, we were very humble and we are in an inquisitive mood. We never had any ego. But later, when we became a Vaishnava and we become build a little proud, we are little becoming egoistic. That all causing aparad. And therefore, when you are growing up, we try to keep you very low in your things. Otherwise, we are supposed to be marginally independent soul, but we cannot be fully independent soul. We cannot make ourselves fully independent of Vaishnavas, and we learn to respect Vaishnavas, we learn to give as much respect and service to Vaishnavas, then this problem can be sorted out. There is no other problem, no other way you can sort out this problem. Yes. Seniors find fault on you. When seniors find fault on you or something, or you find some difficulty with the seniors. No, the simple thing is, the logic is, when you have some difficulty with the seniors, please first go and approach in a Vaishnava way. Prabhu, I may be wrong. First start like that. You may be wrong in your understanding. But I saw what you are doing is little different. Against Shastra, against Guru or something like that. In a very humble Vaishnava way, you request. By requesting that, you are invoking his Vaishnava feeling. And make him a chance to deal like a Vaishnava. And you are dealing with a Vaishnava. And if he is really at fault, he will tell, sorry Prabhu, I will correct myself. Suppose you have wrongly understood, he will explain you, Prabhu, I am not at fault. You have wrongly understood, explain. The problem will be then and there sorted out. Other way, this is a very direct way of dealing the things. First level. Still, if you are not satisfied, but go to next senior Vaishnavas, who can help you, not who can spread the message all over the world. Who can help you really? Check the person who can help you really, not one who spread the message all over the world. Go and approach him. This is my difficulty, can I kindly help him? Who is well mediator between both of you? I make the understanding. This is a Vaishnava way dealing is, if you go humble mode, very, very easy. If you go egoistic way, then you get into the material platform. You fall down from a spiritual floor, from a material floor. You fight like you are rascal, you did like this, you did like this. You shout at him, he shouts at back. This is what happening. We fall down from the material platform, fall down to material platform. Then problem never got sorted out in material platform. Only in spiritual platform it can be sorted out. Therefore try to sort out in spiritual platform. That means yourself make eligible for very humble and sincere mode. If we cannot sort out, approach other senior vision who can mediate between both of you. If both of you can sort out, leave it to Paramatma. He is sitting in your heart also, his heart also, he will sort out one day. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.